Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Before he died, he owned 1,093 U.S. patents to his name.
Oh my goodness, because that's so many patents for one man to hold.
We didn't have that many episodes.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all, to go someplace where the laughs are free. There are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week, we're talking about how old we're getting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, my back is hurting so bad.
Now, Kendall, I thought we were going to talk about how old do you feel, not just how old we are.
Well, we are getting old, though. Oh, I feel 147.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do. I feel so old.
No.
I feel so old. No. Yes. I do. Cliff, I've stopped, waking up expecting that today something won't hurt. Stuff just hurts every day. I want to go back to those days where nothing hurt. We just run around. Not having pain.
Everybody hurts, Kendall.
That's why they wrote that song. They're like, we're getting older and everything hurts.
Oh, Kendall, no. Now, really, talking about how old you feel, everybody, think to yourself, you out there listening, how old do you feel? How old do you feel?
Do you want an accurate number?
Yeah, how old do you feel? You are 30. How old do you feel? Not thinking numbers. If I think about numbers in my age, I start to feel older. But not thinking numbers. How old do you feel?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How old do you feel without using numbers?
How old do you feel? Like, not thinking about... Well, you could say I'm a teenager. That's not using numbers. But you could... I'm 30, I think... Not even that I'm old. I think that I should be feeling as though I were Mary Richards in Minneapolis and just become an associate producer of the 6 o'clock news. Like, I'm in the prime of my life, but I don't feel that, for sure. But I don't feel, like, old. I feel young. I feel like I'm, like, 18.
Oh, okay. Well, I see what you mean. Okay, so there are two thoughts that go along with that. In my heart, I feel like a child. Because I feel like I've never grown up, and I want to, you know, just go to Disneyland all the time. Physically, I feel probably 47. My liver is 86, but we're not going to go that far. No, I mean, like, inside I feel like a kid, but on the outside I feel really old. I just feel like I'm, you know, things are progressing and things are starting to hurt. That wasn't a joke. Things really do hurt. I dislocated my rib last week.
Well, I don't feel old on the outside. I just feel really fat on the outside. And
well, through my fat, I feel old.
Yeah, it's rippling fat, but there's no room for wrinkles with all this cellulite all over my body. I have cellulite in my face, Kendall. Not everybody does, but I do.
Oh, no room for that. It just comes out. I say.
I don't know. Yeah, so what, like, you know, I read a study that our writers sent us about, you know, and it said people who said that they felt younger tended to live longer. Can you believe this, Kendall?
Yes, I read the same report, Cliff. And they also say that the happier, or you get happier the older you get. When you're like 18, you feel content. Well, Some people do. This is a blind study.
I was 765 pounds, yeah. So I did not feel content
and
as
then
an
18-year-old. Then life begins to throw curveballs until you hit about age 50, and then trouble seemed to melt away. And, you know, I think this is true. I was watching this thing on Louis C.K., like stand-up, and he said, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, God, I just hope my life feels so long. I feel like I live so long, and I get to do all these things. And he said, then you get to a point in your life, you're like, oh, my God, thank God I'm halfway over. I'm getting so close to being done with this shit.
Yeah.
Your mind changes, and I think we made that switch a long time ago.
Oh, your mind does change. Because, you know, I'm not one of these people. I know people. Several people. Multiple people.
You know multiple people?
Who are like, they won't take, like, over-the-counter drugs, probably anything. Like, they won't take aspirin.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? What do you want to do? You really want to live to 120? Why?
Well, you know, I thought that too. It's like, something comes up and you're like,
I don't.
Oh, I'm not supposed to do this because this could make your life short. And it's like, what is it, a couple years? But when you get to that age, you're going to be like, oh, God, just let it happen already. Enjoy your life now.
Just let it happen. Eventually, you're just going to be like a snowflake melting back into a stream of the Dow.
Yes,
and you're going to be with Tyler and all of us together just shooting through the universe. And you won't even care, Kendall. Oh, I took an aspirin.
Cliff, I've got to the point lately where more often than the days that are good, I find myself saying, oh, this is just one of those days. And I've got to the point where I'm like, every day is just one of those days. My life has become one of those days. Do you feel like that ever?
Mama said there'd be days like this.
She didn't tell me there'd be every day like this.
My mama said, Kendall, I think it's all in your attitude. You get up and you're like,
well, it is.
It's another day like this. Whereas you should be getting up and you're like, oh, it's another day like this. Oh, this is wonderful.
But,
what a great challenge.
But,
and Kendall, you have to realize, I don't care who is riding you. I don't care who is cracking that
whip. I wish somebody was riding me, yes.
Everything that you're doing is, and this is to 99% of the world, okay? 99.99999 with a 0.00001 margin of error. Everything that you are doing is so inconsequential.
Well, it's that's just, true.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. Matter.
Oh,
Charles the Contractor is breaking in.
I don't know
online.
What he's doing under the table under there.
I heard him a few minutes ago. He was chomping over a piece of meat that Mr. Snodbottom had dropped on the floor.
Left on the floor.
Yeah.
No, but now I don't mean to get into a big, huge debate about this, but I do try my hardest when I wake up to think, this is going to be a good day. And lately I've been trying to be real positive and lucky because in this study that I read about getting old, it said thinking about falling over makes you fall over. A negative thinking can seriously have consequences. A study found that elderly people who worry about collapsing fall more frequently. And that just goes to show you in all aspects of your life, the more you think negatively, the more negative is going to come back at you. And so I do try to practice those positive thinking and like, this is going to work out well and this is going to be a great day. But it doesn't always happen like that.
I didn't say I do that.
You're like, I
just said you should do it. I didn't say that I do. But Kendall, I want, we have 254 reasons why we're so morbidly obese. Because all we do is talk about it. But I wish it is the truth.
Well,
I wish it were not the truth.
But the one thing
look at that.
The one thing that I know I say this repeatedly, but the one thing that brings me solace and does not feel like one of those days or a terrible, awful thing is this show. It always brings a smile to my face.
It always brings a smile to my face, to our listeners' face, and I think also to their heart, Kendall, and that is not a joke.
It certainly is not. We bring smiles to everyone, Cliff.
Smile, though Kendall is burping. Yes, Kendall, tell me a joke.
Every time we belch in your face, it just brightens your day. All right, Cliff. Well, two elder ladies have been friends since their 30s. Now in their 80s, they still got together a couple of times. They still get together a couple weeks to play cards. And one day, they were playing gin rummy, and one of them said, you know, we've been friends for many years. This is our story when we get older. We've been friends for many years. Please don't get mad, but for the life of me, I can't remember your name. Will you please tell me what it is? And our friend looked at her for a while, and she just continued to look at her and stare at her for about 3 minutes. Finally, she said, "How soon do you need to know this?"
Oops. Always thinking. Us.
Us.
Kendall, guess who? A rich millionaire, probably, was just at the Republican National Convention.
Yes.
Oh, Kendall, he sacrificed some children, and then he decided to throw a massive party for his 50th birthday.
Ooh.
So this rich millionaire, during the party, he grabs a microphone, and he announces to his guests that down in the garden of his mansion, he has a swimming pool, and inside that pool, there are two great white sharks.
Oh, my.
He belched for emphasis, and then he said, "I will give anything they desire of mine to the man who swims across that pool." So, Kendall, the party continues with no events in the pool until suddenly, out of nowhere, Kendall, there's a great splash. Listeners and all the guests of the party run to the pool to see what's happened. And in the pool is a man, and he's swimming as hard as he can, and the fins come out of the water, and he's Michael Phelps in it, and the jaws are snapping, and this guy just keeps on going, and the sharks are gaining on him, and he finally reaches the end, Kendall, and oh my god, he gets out of the pool so tired, soaked to the bone is he. The millionaire grabs the microphone and says, "I'm a man of my word. Anything of mine, I will give. My Ferraris, my house, absolutely anything, for you are the bravest man I have ever seen. So, sir, what'll it be?" And the millionaire, he just stands there, and the wet guy, he grabs the microphone and says, "Well, why don't we start with the name of the bastard that pushed me in?"
Oh.
Bitch
that pushed him in the pool.
What a bitch pusher.
Well, Cliff, there was this man and woman, and they were deciding to make their final arrangements, and the cemetery salesman pointed out that the plot that the man would like, he said, "You'll have a beautiful view of the swan pond."
Oh.
And the man said, "Unless you're including a periscope with my casket, I don't know how I'm going to enjoy it."
Oh my god. Kendall, there's a teacher.
A teacher.
They're going around the room saying the names of animals. And the kids have to make the sound that the animal does. And so the teacher, she says, "Well, cow." And she wasn't talking about us. She's one child to make the sound of a cow.
Kendall, make a sound of.
And Cindy raises her hand and says, "Moo." And very good, Cindy, says teacher. Now the teacher says, "Duck." And Bobby raises his hand and says, "Quack, quack." Very good, Bobby. Very, very good. And finally, as teacher, she says, "Pig." And who but little Johnny raises his hand. And he says, "Pig, freeze, or I'll shoot."
Oh, those damn pigs, Cliff.
Oh, pigs
they're
from hell.
Money. Cliff,
yeah.
A woman in her 50s was driving with a friend, and she went through a red light. And the friend didn't say anything, but then she went through another one, and the friend says, "Do you realize you just went through two red lights?" And she said, "Oh, was I driving?"
Oh my god.
And Cliff, finally,
The
day after visiting the fair, this old woman was in agony, and she says, "You know you're past your prime when you hurt all over and all you rode was the massage chair."
Oh my god. All right, Kendall, we're into double finally here.
Double
jeopardy, double whammy.
I just meant my finally, now it's your finally.
It's all of our finally. The listeners are saying, finally, when the hell is this show going to be over? Kendall, why was the mother owl worried about her boy?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff.
Oh, because he didn't give a hoot about anything.
Oh.
Kendall, did you know, you might not have known this personal anecdote from my life. I'm married, and I haven't spoken to my wife in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Ask me why.
Oh, why, Cliff? I thought that was a weird punchline.
Oh, Kendall, I don't like the interrupter. And finally, their rookie employee, he says, "Well, how do you make a car top?" And a factory employee, he says back, "Well, you tap on the brake, stupid." I have to take a break. Speaking of brakes, I got to tap on the brakes, stupid.
I got to take a break because when you paused, I was like, that was the punchline? All right.
Kendall, you need to go back. Oh, I don't even know what. Have Becky do some more research for you.
We'll be back right after this.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Are you tired of the same old GPS voice telling you where to go?
Drive 0.2 miles. then turn right on Seabright Avenue.
If so, it's time for you to get the Cliff and Kendall GPS voice download. With the Cliff and Kendall GPS download, your directions sound like this. Turn left ahead.
Stupid.
Good job.
You fat idiot.
You missed that exit.
Dumb fuck.
Pass the Catholic Church just ahead.
Take that, Pope.
So order the Cliff and Kendall GPS download today. 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 Today.
I just finished my breast exam. Let's get back to the show.
Oh, welcome back.
Oh, we're back, Cliff. We're older than ever.
Oh, listeners, you're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show. It's on the internet. You can download it from iTunes. We talk about subjects ranging from Clean Week to the Olympics of 2008 to Kendall's birthday.
Lots of subjects.
Give us any rule, we'll break it, Kendall. Make it or break it. Cliff, so many subjects. None too taboo for Cliff and Kendall. And that's what you're listening to, listeners. Welcome back. If you just tuned in, please tell us how. How you just were somewhere and you just only tuned in now. We want to know. All right, Kendall. How do you feel now, late in the show?
I was just going to say that, you know what keeps me feeling young?
What?
This show?
This show.
That and Disneyland. Or if I'm listening to the show while I'm at Disneyland. Cliff, I've got some questions to ask you.
I would love a question from you,
sir. It's time to play the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now, here are your obese hosts that are feeling young again.
Oh.
Cliff and Kendall.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're fat at heart.
That's the positive attitude we're talking about, Cliff.
Yeah.
Good things can happen to you. Ask me a question, Cliff.
Kendall, way back when, whose vault blasted open by Geraldo before a live national TV audience yielded but 2 gin bottles?
Was that a vault from the Titanic?
It's a vault from the... No, Kato, Al Capone.
Oh, Al Capone.
There was nothing in Al Capone's vault, but it wasn't Geraldo's fault. Yes, Kendall, ask me a question.
I'm going to ask you a question, Cliff. What U.S. state has the second longest coastline?
The second longest coastline. I'm going to say Florida.
Yes.
Hey!
You got one! That was something you should know when you knew it.
Hey, what do you know? Didn't I know the other one? What was that first stupid question? Did you already ask me a question?
That was the first stupid question I asked.
Hey!
This is the things you should know. I didn't ask you any stupid questions. Or so you say.
Kendall!
Cliff!
Speaking of Kendall, what Steve Martin film posed the question, say, who mows your nose hair?
A jerk?
No, jerk. Roxanne.
I don't think I saw that.
The red light. Oh, can those where he has the big long nose?
Well, I know which one it was. I just don't think I ever saw it.
Well, that's not my problem.
Well, all right, Cliff. What was Paul Revere's occupation?
Oh, Paul Revere was but a meager blacksmith.
Oh, Cliff, you were so close. I'm going to give it to you. He was a silversmith.
Hey, yeah, same thing.
Look at you. Look at you.
You are just amazed. I am offended at how amazed you are that I am getting questions right.
Oh, I am flabbergasted that you got close to a question.
You're fatter and gassy. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendall. What head of state was the only woman honored as Time Magazine's Person of the Year in the 1980s?
Margaret Thatcher.
No, I knew that would
the
be
Prime
your
Minister.
Answer. It
I
was
no
indeed
clue.
Corazon Aquino.
I would have never gotten that one in a million years. If you gave me 100 guesses, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Oh, I wouldn't have either. I just did it because I knew you would guess Margaret Thatcher and I would be able to answer in her voice.
You just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff.
I want to give the listeners what they want. Kendall, they paid their no money and they want to be entertained.
Well, that's what we're here to do.
That's what we're here to do.
I know you'll know this one, Cliff. Who portrayed Eliza Doolittle in Broadway's original My Fair Lady?
Oh, was that Julie Andrews?
Correct, Cliff, correct.
It was. Wouldn't it be lovely? All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. It would have to be enormous, Kendall, if I'm going to sit in this. Alright, Kendall, I want to know.
What love is?
You. I want you to show me. Kendall, what film gave who but Kevin Costner the line, "That's my corn out there. You guys are guests in my corn."
What movie? Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams. Favorite movie of who but George W. Bush?
Oh, right. You're seeing if I was paying attention. I got one to see if you were paying attention, Cliff. What inventor said genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration?
What inventor? Was that Thomas Edison?
Yes, I just happened to come across that. I was like, I gotta ask that question.
I'm glad our listeners tuned in for our annual review. Let's see if you learned anything on the show.
That's what this show has turned into. How old we are and a review of our other show.
It's a study guide. Next week's the test. All right, Ken, I don't know how many I've asked. Do I owe you any more things you should know?
Cliff, I think the listeners are saying no. Everybody is.
The listeners are saying, I don't know anything else. I don't want to know. Leave me the fuck alone.
And so that means that's all the time we have for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
Oh.
Well, that was fun, Cliff.
Oh, isn't it always a good time?
It's things like that that really keep you young at heart. Playing games. Enjoying
each
other's
company.
Keep your
brain nimble. Remember this, everybody, if you can when you're old. You should do those puzzles. Little puzzles.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
your brain working.
Sudoku.
Do puzzles. Write that in a Sharpie on your wall somewhere where you'll have it when you're old. Because you'll want to remember. Do puzzles.
Because you'll have dementia and you won't remember. So write it down.
You won't remember unless you've written it in Sharpie on your wall. So that's why I'm advising you to do it now.
Just be like a beautiful mind and write it on your wall.
Yeah.
Now, Clifford, would you rather play a game now, or would you rather just have sad music?
Oh, Kendall, I'd rather be dead. It's not acceptable. So I'm going to say, let's play a game, Kendall. It's time for our listeners to make a decision.
Oh, make that decision. Would you rather? But why don't you ask me the first question?
Oh, Kendall, would you? I'm wondering, would you? I have something I want to ask you. I'm wondering, would you rather have a missing finger or an extra toe?
I'd rather have an extra toe any day.
Oh.
I have to have all my fingers. I am a musician and a magician and a fatso that needs all his fingers to get all his food in his mouth.
Oh, God.
Most importantly.
I'm thinking that would let me lose like 4 ounces. So one, let it give it away.
No, if we're going to cut a leg off, that's different. Take it, because I'd be like, look how little I weigh now. But you're still a fat ass. But would you rather have to be put in a nursing home and drool on yourself for years and years, or just go quickly at the age of 47?
Oh, let's go 37.
Well, I knew. See, when I first was writing this out, I was like 65, and I was like, no, I know Cliff would be like, no, I want to go earlier than that.
No.
So I kept cutting it back. But so you'd go 37. You'd go 32.
I'm trying to. Like in my life, I really would like to leave a legacy of less is more.
Yeah, that's never going to be our legacy. I just want you to know that.
It's not. Oh, Kendall, would you rather get caught singing in the mirror naked or get caught spying on your crush naked?
Well, since both of those have already happened to me, I think I would rather be caught. I don't know if you're caught with, if your crush catches you staring at them naked, maybe they'll just be like, hey, let's just do this.
Maybe they will.
Maybe that will make you younger, so I'll go for that one.
Okay. You can have it.
I'll take it.
And so it shall be.
I'm taking it. Write it down in the big book. Cliff.
Write it in Sharpie on the wall.
Would you rather be eaten by a vicious attack dog or by a shark?
Probably a shark, don't you think?
Me too. It would happen quicker.
His mouth is bigger.
Yeah, the dog would take forever. He'd be laying there screaming for hours.
Yeah, it'd be awful. Kendall, would you rather be born with an elephant trunk, not an elephant butt like I was born with, or a giraffe neck?
I would probably go for the giraffe neck.
All right, old giraffe neck.
Yeah, is that my new nickname? Giraffe
That's
neck.
Your new nickname. All right, giraffe neck.
Better than elephant butt, which is your new one. Cliff, would you rather die of an extremely old age? Or, and I already know the answer to this one, or die doing something that you love at a young age?
Oh, die in the middle of a pizza. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, just like halfway, it was like, man, it's so good. Oh, what is that? What is that pain? What is that pain? Oh, dead.
It's a myocardial infarction. Dead. Kendall, would you rather lick the men's room floor in a truck stop along Route 66?
Yes.
Or would you rather inhale the fart gas of all the Dallas Cowboys starting lineup?
I think I can handle the fart gas over a floor of germs. Don't you think?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be pleasant, but it's not going to be like germy. It's just going to be like air molecules of...
It'd just be air molecules. Look, maybe you have a stuffy nose and you wouldn't even smell it. You're just breathing.
See? We never know the rules that go along with this would you rather.
Keep on the sunny side, everybody.
Keep on the sunny side. Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have for you for would you rather, Cliff.
That's all I'm asking you.
That's all
we're
the
asking. Questions I got.
I feel younger already. I feel forever fat.
Oh, God, I am forever fat.
Is there...
It'll be hundreds of years. It'll take them, when they cremate me, it'll take a week to get all the drippings
Cliff,
from the floor.
They're just going to use your body as the eternal flame.
For my casket.
That's like, because, you know, I don't like to be cremated. I want to be buried. So they'll say, oh, this is the Cliff and Kendall Memorial. Kendall's buried, and Cliff's body burns for eternity. There's so much fat.
It would. Well, I mean, my body would burn longer. Like, it won't burn for eternity. It would eventually burn out. But the sun is going to explode into a supernova before that would happen. So
yeah, the sun will burn out before you will. Cliff, I did have one thing I want to say before we wrap this horse and pony show up. That is, I was listening to one of our shows, and I heard that over and over and over again. Since we're recapping all our old episodes, we were talking about, when you were talking about Bette Midler and Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
And as I'm listening to the show, I screamed at myself to tell the joke that I missed out on, I guess because I was so tired. I should have said that you had auditioned for the Fiddler on the Roof, but they said, we don't have the structure to we don't have the structure ability for you to be on the roof fiddling.
Yeah. You can only fiddle in the basement, and that's not the title.
That's not the title, so you're going to be somebody else. And that's sad, Cliff.
It is sad.
It's so sad. You know, sometimes I just feel like we are playing the intro music, and we're like, hey, I'm Cliff, hey, I'm Kendall. It's like, isn't that sad?
And it is sad.
It just jumps. But if our listeners want more, and who doesn't want more, Cliff and Kendall?
I want more.
They can just look at a picture of us. That'll be plenty. Or they can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Give me more. Remember that classic Britney Spears song, everybody?
Oh, give me more.
Kendall, I was wrong to grow older. Pity. I was so happy as a child. And that was said by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.
Ain't that the truth, Antoine Saint-Exupéry?
Yeah.
Cliff, getting older is no problem. You just have to live long enough. And that's Groucho Marx.
Oh, Groucho. Kendall, we've put more effort into helping folks reach old age than into helping them enjoy it. And that was said by Frank A. Clark.
Frank A. Clark. Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Frank A. He's Jack A.'s brother.
And Cliff, some people are going to be living longer and getting older. They just have to learn how to be babies longer. And that was Andy Warhol.
I'm still a baby. I'm a huge, big fat.
I still haven't lost my baby fat.
I've ironically grown more baby fat. Kendall, the boy gathers materials for a temple, and then when he is 30, concludes to build a woodshed. And that was said by Henry David Thoreau.
Well, let's not go for that far. I just build my house out of cardboard boxes.
The man in the know. Oh, Kendall, I'm Cliff.
And I'm a big, fat, old Kendall. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
We sure will.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Enjoy your life now. Live it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.